All right, I'm going to give y'all some stuff. All right, I need a volunteer.
Yes.
Okay, no, give me that. Any volunteers? Raise your hand if you want to volunteer.
All
right, hand one out to everyone. No, you hand those out. Aiden, you hand these out. Okay, so how many of you remember some of the practical things I've taught you about being a Christian? You guys know what the word discipleship means? Joseph, it better be a serious answer. Yes, be like a student. So, tonight... Oh, who didn't get one? Here. Oh. All right, y'all are going to need to keep up with me, okay? So, we've been learning once a month about different things that Christians are supposed to do, what the Bible shows us that we're to do, and I've taught you ways you can do those things. We talked about prayer, Bible reading, fellowship. What else did we? Was that the last only three? No, we have a fourth one. What was the fourth one? Oh, prayer, Bible reading. Oh, fellowship, memorizing scripture. Y'all remember the memorizing scripture one? So some of y'all that are new to this group, you'll learn some of these things at a later time, but you're going to start tonight with stewarding. Everybody say stewarding.
Stewarding.
Not Stewart, but Steward. Anybody have a friend named Stewart?
No, it's Stewart Little.
Yeah, I know Stewart Little.
I don't know any real life Stewarts. Well, we're talking about steward with a D.
Steward.
Steward. Anybody know what a steward is?
Stew.
Serious answers only. Yes. Audrey just answered the question correctly. How many of you have seen the Lord of the Rings movies?
No, okay. So
do you remember the third movie, Return of the King?
No, first.
Okay, let me tell you, there's a guy in Return of the King who's over Gondor. He's the steward of Gondor. And when he's in the throne room, the king's chair, which is empty, is directly behind him, and his chair is down here at the floor. But as the steward, he has the authority to make decisions and implement laws on behalf of the king, even though they were waiting on the king. And so this guy in Return of the King, he was a bad steward. He was getting people killed. He was using all of Gondor's resources to make his life comfortable. He was a bad, bad steward. Really, he was supposed to be a gracious, kind, and very responsible steward. He was supposed to take all of the king's possessions and govern, do things on behalf of the king that actually benefited the people, and he wasn't doing that. And so when we talk about being a steward as Christians, we're talking about being responsible for our king, Jesus, all of his possessions. So here is a very simple definition. Steward is a person who manages the affairs of a large and wealthy household. Audrey, you were right. You got it right. Good job. Everybody give her a round of applause. Let me show you some Bible verses that show us how God is the owner of everything. Psalm 24 says the earth and, everybody say, everything.
Everything.
The earth and everything in it. The world and its inhabitants. You're an inhabitant of the world. Did you know that? You're an inhabitant of this world. And these things belong to the Lord. And then it says, why? For he laid its foundation on the seas and established it on the rivers. God is owner of everything that you see. Not only physically, but what you can even imagine in your head. He is owner of it all because he created it. By definition, it belongs to him. So, what this means for you, everybody pay attention. Say that word, everything.
Everything.
Thank you. Everything is God's, even you. So that's the first fill in the blank, I believe. Everything is God's, even you. That means you belong to God. You know, a lot of people go throughout their life not understanding that they belong to God. And they live life as if, you know, they were responsible for being born when they're not. So when we talk about the fact that God is our creator and that we are his possession, we're saying that we need to be faithful with what he's given us. That means we're faithful with what money we have, what things we have, what time we have, and even what body parts we have. We need to be faithful with these things. So faithful stewardship in this life will result in being given greater responsibility and stewardship in the life to come. So did you guys know that this life isn't all there is? Right? When we die, the Bible says, if we're in Christ and we believe in Christ, we'll go to be with him in spirit, in him, in heaven forever. And then it's at a point in history, he's going to resurrect the dead with physical, new physical bodies. And then we're never going to die after that point. And in that time where heaven and earth are one and we're living with God and Jesus together, there's going to be work. There's going to be, I guess, food. There's going to be all sorts of things. And the Bible says that if we're faithful with what God has given us, he's going to trust us with even more then. And sometimes he even trusts us with even more now. So we're going to talk about two things in particular that we need to be faithful stewards of, okay? Everybody say, time.
Time.
All right. We're going to talk about stewarding our time. Or stewarding God's time, really. Because it's his. Belongs to him. Everybody say, money.
Money.
Good job. We're going to talk about stewarding money. Because even if you have a $10 bill in your pocket still belongs to God, and so does that $10 bill in your pocket. That's okay. One day you will.
No,
so let's
have one in there either.
All right, let's start with time. Let's talk about time, okay? When I say steward time, you're supposed to be faithful with the time that God's given you. What do you think I might mean by that? Yeah, Bill.
Wisely?
Yeah, use your time wisely. How many of you know that it's really easy to get locked in a video game, or locked into Facebook, or locked into Hulu, Netflix, and the next Instagram, next thing you know, hours and hours have gone by, and you and now it's time for bed. How many of you have had that happen? You see that? Well, if we're not careful, that will happen to us every day. Now, I'm not saying any of those things are bad, but I'm saying they're dangerous. They're dangerous. It's dangerous to not be a good steward of your time. The Bible says one of the main reasons is because the days are evil. That's a quote from Ephesians chapter 5. he says, Paul says, pay careful attention then how you walk, meaning how you conduct yourself every day. Pay careful attention to then how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So let me tell you what that means, the days are evil. You guys ever sat in the Tuckasegee River?
No.
No, you ever swam in a river?
Yes.
Okay. If we were going to Deep Creek, how many directions does the water flow at Deep Creek?
One.
What happens when you get inside of a tube and you sit on top of the water in Deep Creek? Which way you're going to go?
Same way as the water.
Same way as the water. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you something. Ever since the fall of humanity into sin, when sin was introduced into the world has been going downstream in evil. I mean, you guys ever watch the news with your parents?
No, it's very depressing.
No.
I watch it at my grandma's.
Why is it depressing, Bella?
There's all
this bad stuff. You don't need to turn on the news for 10 minutes and know that the world is full of violence, distrust, anger, hatred. Even the movies we watch, even if they're PG, there's generally a bad person, right? There's a conflict.
Even in the Land Before Time, there's that evil dinosaur.
Yes!
Yep.
So, the natural, are y'all listening? The natural progression of the world and society downstream is evil. That's because humans, us, we are prone to evil. The natural course of our minds, our bodies, our world, and our days leads us towards evil, nor not towards Christ-likeness. That's why Paul can say the days are evil. That's why this is so important. We need to swim upstream. Is it easy swimming upstream?
No.
Depends on the river. Sometimes the current's really slow.
Sometimes we have good days when our current of evil is slower.
It's like trying to walk up a waterfall.
Yeah, you can't walk up a waterfall. But guys, hey, listen up. Listen up. You know, when we're talking about doing good and acting like Jesus and following Jesus, that doesn't come naturally to us. In fact, when we pull out our phones and we're on Facebook or we're wherever on a video game, we're most likely going to get swept away by the current of our hearts. And that's why it's important. I'm not telling you need to work for God to love you. I'm telling you, if you want to follow Jesus, if you want to be like Jesus and represent Jesus in a right way, you've got to make good use of your time, because you're just going to get swept downstream. What happens when people get swept downstream?
They
keep going. Do they drown? Some drown. That's the danger we're in. Yes, Audrey?
When we were at midnight,
my brother
fell down the waterfall.
You
got to
be careful.
Yes.
Hey, let me give you some more reasons of why we should consider our time as something that we need to steward better. First, wise use of our time is preparation for eternity. It's preparing us for when we're with God. Wise use of our time is important. And time is short. Did you know you only have so much time on this earth? Yeah. Another reason, time is passing. Literally, every time we do anything, time's literally moving forward. You can't stop it. Can you stop time?
Unless you have the time stone.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's how I invented
Marvel.
I mean, whenever we're time stone,
it's used. Yeah. Hey, with that idea of time being passing, let me give you another reason. Your time is uncertain. All right, I don't want to depress you. I don't want to scare you, because I know you guys are middle schoolers. But you need to realize this. You're not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised tomorrow. Your parents aren't promised tomorrow. You have no idea what tomorrow brings. You might make plans, but every plan can change when someone runs a red light. I'm serious, guys. Your time is uncertain. And then when you lose your time, you can't gain it back. And then also, you're accountable to God for your time. Some more. Time is so easily lost. We talked about that with our phones and Facebook and Instagram. People on their deathbeds, when they're old, you know what they want more of?
Yeah.
Time! We value time at death. And think about this. In eternity, with God, there's no such thing as time. Time is actually unique to this present existence that we have. So doesn't that mean we should cherish it more? It's a gift. All right, that's reasons why we should think about time. What about money? Why money? Well, you can buy things. You remember Psalm 24? We read it. The earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants, belongs to the Lord, for he laid its foundations on the seas and established it on the river. Literally, your money belongs to God. He's actually trusting you with it. He's giving it to you to meet your needs so you can eat pizza.
Pizza!
Or something healthy. Hopefully healthy.
Pizza is healthy. Yeah.
I know you want to fight me on that.
No,
you know, hey, listen up. Did you know money also can be of use to people who are in great need?
Mm-hmm.
And God, did you think about this? Maybe you have a neighbor, maybe a kid in your neighborhood who his parents can't afford meals during the summer because normally they get food at school. Are y'all listening? Your neighbor who might be lacking food, God loves your neighbor so much that he actually gave you money that you might help him when he's in need.
Do you need food?
I don't need food. That is my neighbor. Jamie's my neighbor. So anyway, when God gives us things, he gives us them not only to provide for us, but also so that we might be a blessing to other people. So here's some other reasons. As we said, God owns everything. When we give to other people money that God's entrusted to us, it's an act of worship. We're saying our obedience to God is worth more than this dollar bill. It also, when you give money towards a need or a ministry, you're showing that you trust God, that God's going to provide for you later. It also reflects that we're sacrificial and that we're generous. It shows that. Shows what's going on inside of your heart. It also reflects and reveals that we're trustworthy with spiritual things. So those are some reasons you should consider being a better steward of the money that God's given you. How many of you have mowed grass for money? You get how many of you get an allowance? No?
I'm making my own money.
You what?
I'm making my own money. I'm selling popcorn and stuff.
That's awesome. So Emily's saying that she pretty much has a job now. Probably the only. Anybody else have a job? No, Emily's got to have a job. Wait, you got a job?
No,
so, when you get that first paycheck, that's a big deal. But let me go ahead and give you some important principles. I'm gonna work through these pretty quickly so you can fill them out. Here's the first thing I want you to remember. If you're going to give, try to be a steward. Hey, listen, Joseph, don't write on your leg. All right, I want you to fill these out on your piece of paper. First one, give out of love, not legalism. Don't give because you think by giving, God's going to owe you something. That's not what you do. That's not why you give. But when you have an opportunity to give, give willingly, thankfully, and cheerfully. Give willingly, thankfully, and cheerfully. Also, give as an appropriate response to real needs. That means sometimes you have to make sure that there is really a need when you're giving and you're trying to help people with God's money. And then lastly, sometimes it's good to plan your giving. Part of the church worship service is tithing. Sometimes it's good to plan your tithe. I would really love to see everyone in this room, whether you have an allowance or you start making money mowing lawns or selling stuff at coffee shops, I'd love to see you all tithing to the church. So now let me go over some things regarding time, because we talked about that a minute ago. Here's some practical ways you can steward your time. When you wake up in the morning, ask God how He wants you to use your time. Regularly do this. Regularly ask God. Say, God, how do you want me to spend my time, the time you've given me today? And believe that He'll reveal it to you. Utilize technology. Eventually, when you guys get older, you're going to need to schedule things. Emily might need to schedule when she's going to drop some stuff off at the coffee shop, right? To sell.
I make a schedule.
You do make a schedule?
Nintendo.
See, that is an example of bad stewardship.
Eat dinner, watch TV, and go to bed.
One of these days, you guys are going to start using planners. You can use a planner. Yeah. I would encourage you guys in the morning when you wake up, along with asking God to show you how to use your time, try to focus in on God so that when you go throughout your day, the rest of the day, you'll remember all those things that you were focusing on God about. Yes, Aiden? Okay.
Yes.
Hey, this is important, and you might have parents who already do this for you. I think you should start setting time limits on social media. Maybe set time limits on your video games. I'm going to just say this. I'm 34 now. When I was your age in middle school, I spent the majority of my time playing video games.
Same. Yeah, same. I only get an hour.
I know you guys are smiling about that right now, but as now a 34-year-old, I wish I could have that time back. It might have been entertaining, might have been fun. And I'm not saying you never should get on a video game. I'm just saying as an adult, I really wish I had used my time better, because now I have bad habits that I'm trying to break that I developed when I was at your age.
What?
Like what? Well, it's very easy to pull this out and get on my phone. It's very easy to pull out my Nintendo Switch and spend a couple hours on it. It's very easy for me to get on my Xbox and play my Xbox. It's very easy for me to watch movies all day. I'm not kidding you. And the more you feed those habits, the more you guys feed those habits, the harder it's going to be later to break them. That's the reality. I don't know if anybody's telling you guys this, but has anybody ever gotten a callus on their finger?
I have it on my feet. I have multiple
on your
hands at the moment. If you look
too close. Do you know how calluses are formed?
Yes.
How are calluses formed?
By working your hands.
By working your hands. Oh, yeah. Like, if you use some bars a lot, like, yeah, bars and, like, stuff, eventually, it starts to be a callus, and then it rips, and it really hurts, and then
it comes back stronger.
Yeah, it does.
It's, like, really thick skin. You know how hard it is to remove calluses?
Oh, yeah.
You have to get a little tool, and it's like a cheese grater on your fingers. But you have to do that, and it hurts sometimes. And, hey, guys, on your feet, do you know if you walk outside barefoot, you're going to build more calluses? Right? That's okay. I'm using this as an illustration. Here's my point. Every time you spend 3 hours on Netflix, 4 hours on a video game, 5 hours on social media. You are building emotional, psychological, spiritual calluses. And it's going to be, when you play guitar, you build calluses so you play guitar easier. Those calluses are going to make it easier and easier and easier as time goes on for you to keep doing those things. And then when you want to quit, it's hard. It's like, you know the word addiction?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what you're forming. So, with that said, let me keep going. I think you should set time limits on those things. I love you guys. I'm telling you the truth. Also, you need to start setting godly goals. All right. Last bit of stuff I want to talk to you guys about with this whole idea of stewarding. Everybody hold up 5 fingers.
I don't have that many.
Okay.
I have 6.
Use your other hand.
All right. Now hold up 4. Okay. I'm going to give you 4 practical ways you can steward your money, okay? First, I want to encourage you guys to start tithing every week. Next, maybe you need to find someone your parents might know who's a missionary that you can support with some of your paycheck or your allowance. I would also say giving gifts generously is a great thing to do. Like if you have a video game you don't play that often and you know a friend who doesn't have any video games, and it's a kind thing to do. But tell him to set time limits. Right? That was a joke. You didn't get it.
Hey, Caleb, you
set time limits on the game before you give it to them. So that way they can only play for a certain amount of time.
That's right. And then also I tell you, use your possessions to advance God's mission. Hey guys, listen, last one. Last it. This is the last one. And then you're good to go. I said use your possessions to advance God's mission. God's mission is what we're doing in here. Do you guys see what this is?
It's a thing of a tablet.
This is my iPad Pro.
Rich.
I use this strictly. It was my old one. I strictly use this for ministry stuff. For things that are related to what we're doing in here. And then I let other people use them. I let people use my guitars. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm trying to give you examples. You might have things that you can start using for God's mission, okay? All right, everybody say time.
Time.
Everybody say money.
Money.
Everybody say severely disappointed.
Severely disappointed.
You guys are going to be severely disappointed because there's literally nothing over there.
There might be something in the
there's
bread.
Yeah,
there
actually might be a pumpkin. Come here. Let's just stand here.
Huh? That's like, what?
All right. Have you ever prayed before? Yeah.
I can pray. You can come give him a head start.
Do you feel comfortable doing it?
I can pray.
You want to pray?
Yeah.
Have a seat, baby. We're going to have Joseph pray for us. I just want you to thank God for our time tonight. And be serious. Say a serious prayer. Thank God. Ask Him to work in us and teach us what He wants us to learn from everything we talk about. Okay? Everybody sit down and quiet. Joseph's going to pray for us.
God, thank you for this time tonight. And I hope that you can teach us.
Serious though.
That we can like use whatever we've learned tonight to our advantage, or to your advantage, and that we can all get snacks. Say amen.
Amen. Hey, don't climb up there.
Well, they raided your kitchen. I'm not the beans.
Hey, those are for us.
let him get the beans.
What?
The beans away from you all.
I'm eating this.
Move it! Move it!
Joseph, look, wrong slide. It should be on this one.